Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Holy smokes. Breaking news. St. Michael helps. St. Joseph helps. I'm going to tell you some stuff you're not going to believe right now. The phones went down.
Yes.
And we made the match, we raised $28,000 in an hour.
That's amazing.
I keep looking at the numbers thinking this is wrong.
This can't be.
A gentleman from Florida, Mark from Florida, right in the last moments there, gave us $5,000, and that brought us to $28,000 for an hour where the phones aren't working.
Oh, my goodness. This is incredible. But, you know what, folks? I have to say thank you. Because I know folks were being patient and they kept calling even when we only had six lines. It looked like we were even lower than six lines at some point.
Yeah, sometimes it didn't look like the phones were working at all.
Yeah, it was absolute, and it was disheartening on this end because we're thinking, how are we going to even make this match? But you guys came through. And you know what? I was telling Cy over the break, man. I have Holy Ghost bumps, man. I had the hair standing up on my arms when they told us we made the match. And even went over, Holy Ghost bumps. In fact, it still is in my arms right now. But you know what, folks?
It's really something to see.
We're going to blast it out this hour. You know why?
Yeah, go ahead and tell them why.
Because, you know, the devil thinks he's going to win, and he loses every time because Jesus is Lord. Thank you all for praying to St. Michael. Thank you, St. Michael, for your prayers. This is awesome.
And guess what's working now?
All the phone lines.
All the phones. Look at that. All the phones are working.
We have 20 lines up now, folks. So guess what we're going to do? Folks, it is time to call. If you couldn't get through in the first hour, call. We've got 20 lines, baby. 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And still, folks, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Of course, it's easy. 90 seconds, you're out of there. Or text Catholic to the number 24365. But here's where we're at, folks. We have another $20,000 match. And for those who will be willing to give monthly gifts, it's going to be tripled. Am I right?
Right. Any new monthly.
We have that again for this hour, folks. So we need you to call. Make that $10 a month pledge. It becomes $30 a month. $10 a month, my friends, becomes what?
$360. Yeah.
$360. This is awesome. We never had this till just a few drives ago. You know, this tripling thing.
No, your last drive was the first time.
And last drive?
It's an extraordinary donor.
This is extraordinary. This is what? You guys are awesome. We have the best listeners because they're Catholics. They're on fire for Jesus. And you know what? We have folks that aren't Catholic that support us as well.
Oh, many,
many folks, because they love the fact that we stand up for the moral law, we stand up for truth. But folks, we need you right now. Oh, my goodness. My blood pressure has come down a little bit. I was through the roof in the first hour, but folks, we need you to call right now. There's somebody out there. We thank God for, was it Mark who gave $5,000? Yeah. We had another earlier.
John from Alaska. Yeah.
That gave $5,000?
Two folks stepped up. And
incredible.
Then a ton of folks just called and made a smaller pledge, and that got us well over the match.
You know what, folks? We've got a ton of lines open right now. We're going to put it right in the devil's face, and we are going to show that Jesus is Lord. By you getting on the phone right now at 888-291-8000, don't wait till the last part. Don't wait. I don't want these phone lines to go out again. They're up. They're up. We've got 20 lines. But folks, you know what? I said it in the first hour. You can't put a price tag on folks coming to Jesus through this apostolate and this radio ministry. You can't put a price tag on that. What price tag? Folks, you need to call right now. Now, there are a number of you who tried to get through, couldn't. You need to call now. There are many, many more of you that have not given at all. Do you understand that we only have 16 donors per tower that support us on Catholic Answers Live? Only 16. At one point, we actually dropped a few drives ago. We had dropped down to 14 donors per tower, and I'd never seen us drop the whole time I've been at Catholic Answers. We've been pretty steady, and we dropped. But guess what? We turned it around. We're now up to 16 donors per tower. Folks, when you call in, let's get some new folks here. You need to add Because if we can take that 16 donors per tower and make it 20 donors per tower, we will rock the house. Folks, you will see us doing so much more that we want to do, but it is presently cost prohibitive. But my friends, what we are doing right now is absolutely extraordinary. You know, we are growing to meet the needs of the digital age. We're doing our Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. Who would have thought when we started it, Si, that we would now be in, I think, 69 countries?
With School of Apologetics,
with
I know.
Thousands of students. Oh, my goodness. This is extraordinary what's going on here. But, folks, we are absolutely dependent on your support. And I have to say thank you again for everybody who persevered in the first hour and gave. You guys are absolutely awesome. But we cannot slack now.
Last hour.
Folks, this is it. The last hour. You can't give after, well, if you're on the phone line by 5, is that right?
Well, they'll stay a few minutes over.
They'll stay
as long as the phones are ringing. They'll stay at the phones. Yeah.
Okay. Well, folks, don't wait until the end. We need you to get on the phone line right now at 888-291-8000. Again, 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That's Catholic Answers Radio, all one word, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or you can text Catholic to the number 24365. Catholic to, that is, text the word Catholic to the number 24365. And my friends, if you could see from our perspective, this side of the camera, this side of the radio frequency,
yeah,
and see the numbers of people who call in, who write letters, who email, text, we meet in person, who tell us, thank you, Catholic Answers. I am Catholic because of Catholic Answers. I was Baptist. I was atheist. You name it. I am now Catholic. Or we've had so many, especially in recent times, Catholics who were discouraged. Oh, my goodness, I hear all of this stuff about, you know, Pope Francis, and is he even Pope, and all of this. And we are able to bring calm and help people to understand Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And Francis is his vicar, my Amen. Friend. And the Catholic Church is going to be here with a Pope with that little white hat on until the end of time, because Jesus promised it in Matthew 16. And we are here to encourage everyone, my friends. What price tag would you put on? Is that worth giving $25 a month? And that $25 a month goes from $300 to $900. Am I right?
Yeah.
To $900. Yeah. You give $25 a month, that's $900.
Right. All
towards the goal
for the whole year.
Right. That is absolutely phenomenal. Do you think souls being saved, transformed, being brought to the faith for the first time, being brought back to the faith, being encouraged in the faith? How many thousands of letters do we get from Catholics thanking us for encouraging them in the faith? That's priceless.
888-291-8000 is the number, and you can call it because there's tons of phone lines open now. 888-291-8000. A $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match on right now for everybody. Any amount up to $20,000 matched. 888-291-8000. Or if you're able to make that monthly pledge, not just matched, but tripled, because we've got two different donors. And the second donor says anybody that'll make a monthly pledge, a new monthly pledge, I'll match it up to $115,000. So don't worry about what amount it's in. $10, $15, this donor will cover it. $100 a month, this donor will cover it. $500 a month. Yeah, people could do $500 a month. We've actually had people give a couple $500. Go ahead. Up to $115,000, it's matched. 888-291-8000. Put them to work. They've been sitting there for a whole hour waiting for their phones to work. Put our colleagues to work right now. And I'm going to go to some questions for Tim. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're way behind. Devil played a little trick on us last hour, but it is all okay. We just need your help. 888-291-8000. We're growing in Sweden. I wanted to thank somebody who just gave from the UK, Mark in the UK. Thanks so much. It actually means so much to us. You know, like that donation just a minute ago from Singapore. To know that friends from around the world are supporting us. And, you know, we're in lots of places where people cannot support us financially, you know, where it's either A, hard to get on the internet and send the money, or it's there's just not a lot of money around. But we're there. And we're there because of you. Amen. You know, you make it possible. 888-291-8000.
Can I say this, Si?
Yeah, go ahead.
That I actually got a note from someone who actually said, now this was right, not before this drive, but before our last drive, right before. And he said, Tim, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry, I can't give. He lost his job during COVID.
Yeah.
And is still unemployed. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't give, but when I get a job back, I will. I thought that was awesome.
That's beautiful.
There are a number of folks, we have to remember, that still have not gotten their jobs back from COVID. And they can't give, though they want to. So step up, folks. Those of you that can, give double. Amen. At 888-291-8000.
So I was staying in the UK, Singapore, and from all around the world, we hear from folks. And so we're growing in Sweden. So I'm trying to be nice to the people of Sweden when they ask a question. So Patrick from Sweden on Facebook just asked, if the Pope was infallible before they decided the doctrine of infallibility,
yes.
And when did they decide that doctrine?
Yes, fantastic. I love these questions, Si. And you know, there was a wonderful document put out by Pope St. John Paul the Great called the Professio Fidei, actually updated and changed canon law in a couple places. But with that was a doctrinal commentary on the Professio Fidei, the profession of faith. Wonderful. I recommend folks to read it because it really lays out the different levels of authority in the church. Well, in answer to your question, the Magisterium of the Church explains that when it comes to papal infallibility, that was defined as a dogma in 1870, meaning something that is revealed by God in the sources of revelation, okay, in 1870. But that's not the only way infallible teaching is communicated. A lot of folks have this mythical idea that the Pope wasn't infallible until 1870.
Yeah.
Because that's when it was defined. No, that was defined de fide definita. It was defined as contained in the sources of revelation, a dogma. But papal infallibility and the primacy of the Bishop of Rome goes all the way back to the very early centuries of the church. It was already taught infallibly by virtue of what is called the universal and ordinary magisterium of the church. So it was already an infallible teaching. It was elevated to the level of that de fide definita, right? As contained in the sources of revelation. But teachings that are of the universal and ordinary magisterium are infallible by virtue of the authority of the church, the bishops in union with the Pope teaching all throughout the world, and that is just as infallible as something that's been defined formally by a ecumenical council or by a pope. Acting ex cathedra? That is a wonderful question and a really important question because, you know, if you think about it, you couldn't have any infallible teaching. You couldn't have an ecumenical council. You can't have any infallible teaching without the Pope because you can't have an ecumenical council unless the Pope ratifies it. Well, if we don't know whether he's infallible or not, you can't have infallible teaching. Uh-huh. So, of course, the church has always taught and always understood the infallibility of the Bishop of Rome, as well as all of the bishops in union with him. Folks, you know what? Answering questions like this is what we do at Catholic Answers. And I'm going to tell you something. When I just answered that question just now, I will probably get emails and we'll get notes from people saying, thank you. That bothered me for years. And I just heard Staples answer. Wow, that makes sense, right? That's what we're talking about when we say Catholics so often get encouraged in the faith by listening to Catholic Answers Live. How much would you give to continue to support that all around the world? Well, folks, you have an opportunity right now, and we need your help because we've got way too many open lines. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We've got 10 open lines here, folks. Please pick up the phone. We have not made our match yet, okay? We've got that $20,000 match. We're not there. We're not close. We need you to get on the phone line at 888 291-8000. I think people are resting on their laurels because we miraculously made it in the first hour. I don't know how we did that. But we need your help now. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and give. Text Catholic to 24365, or again, pick up the phone at 888-291-8000. And we need those big gifts, folks. Somebody out there, we've had two people give $5,000 gifts. There's got to be somebody. You give $5,000, it becomes $10, right, Si?
Right now it does, yes, because both matches are on, and any amount is being doubled right now up to $20,000. Let me just tell you something. 888-291-8000 is the number. What Tim just said is true. That was an amazing thing that happened the first hour. Without phones working, you know, five or six lines for part of the hour were working, and people, you made it possible for us to meet our match and exceed it by $8,000, so it's $28,000. But let me tell you where that leaves us. That leaves us with, we have 46 minutes left, 44 minutes left in the hour, and about $47,000 to raise, to be fully funded. We can do it, $47,000 for the rest of the hour, but I don't want you to think, whoa, they're done, they did it.
No.
We're $47,000 away from being fully funded. A bad thing happened, but by God's grace and by your generosity, we're recovering from it, and by the end of this hour, we may have recovered fully from it.
And I got to say this, Si, let's not just meet the match. We want to go over the match.
All right.
We want to go forward healthy as an apostolate to be able to do more. Opening up avenues that right now are closed because it's cost prohibitive. What do you think, Si?
Yes.
I think, folks, we can go beyond. And I got to admit, I still got that little bit of chip on my shoulder because I know who was behind that first hour. It was old Slewfoot himself. There is no doubt in my mind who was trying to keep us from meeting our goals. And so let's not just make the goal. Let's go beyond. Folks, there are folks out there right now. A $1,000 gift is really doable for you. Pick up the call, the phone. Call 888-291-8000. There's a couple more out there that can give that $5,000 or that $10,000 gift that would really, really be helpful right now. 888-291-8000. And then there's the other who the devil's telling you right now, don't call your $20 gift. Look, all he wants is $10,000, $5,000. Don't call your, that's a lie. Call in that $10 a month gift right now. And you know what that becomes? $30 a month, just like that. And then you're talking what? $360 all of a sudden.
Right.
And for just a $10 a month gift, my friends.
There's plenty of phone lines for you to get on and do that.
You
don't have to worry anymore that you're keeping somebody else off the lines.
Exactly.
We had problems first hour, but everybody's there. And I'll tell you what our colleagues do. They stop doing what they're doing and help us with this pledge drive, because pledge drive is how we pay the bills around here. And so we want to, you know, keep growing the School of Apologetics. Our digital media stuff is getting better and better. And I think you're going to see some wonderful things coming out of our digital media side in the next, 6 months or so. We're growing the podcast network. We've got the new app. And so we can do all these new things with the app that you paid for because your donations made it possible. So by giving, you paid for this new app, but now we can do new stuff. We can get video on there. We can have new podcasts. We've got the new, we've got a new apologist, and we've got apologists who want to do new podcasts. We're associating with some people who are not in the building here at Catholic Answers and to try to build a whole kind of media availability of this material that changes the world when people hear about it, you know? So now's the time to call. I'm going to go back to the phones. I'm going to stop talking to you. I'm going to let people ask Tim questions. But with all of that going on, and we're about, you know, $40,000-something, I'll let you know when we come back how far we are from meeting our goal for this pledge drive. And we got exactly 40 minutes to do it right now. 888-291-8000. Just fill up the lines for us, would you please? And I will go to the phones. 888-291-8000. We now go to Eddie in Michigan, listening on that new and improved Catholic Answers Live app. Eddie, thanks for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling regarding the dogma of Mary's perpetual virginity that us Catholics believe. And when I look at Matthew 1:18 regarding Joseph and Mary, and I read the words, but before they lived together, and in verse 25, he had no relations with her until she bore a son. I'm not sure how to respond if someone brings those up and says that proves they had relations after. And I even have the Catholic Study Bible that has the Neil Obstat, and it says that the Greek word translated until does not imply marital conduct after Jesus' birth, but it also says nor does it exclude it. So I just want to know how I should understand this based on what is read in Scripture.
Well, here's the key, my friend. When the Scripture says when his mother, now I'm referring to Matthew 1:18, when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, that phrase, that little preposition preen, is used all over the place as not emphasizing what happens after. The emphasis is on what is going before. And that's clearly what's going on here in Matthew 1:18, because what's being emphasized is the miraculous nature of Jesus' birth. Let me give you an example. If you go to John chapter 4, verse 49, man comes to Jesus and says, please, he begs him, come to my house. My son is dying. Please come to my house and heal my son. He says, come down before my son dies. Right? Now, does that mean he wants his son to die after he comes down? Well, of course not. It's the same Greek word, preen, that is used. What the context is emphasizing is the importance of him coming before so that his son can be healed. In the same way, before they came together is emphasizing the fact, and by the way, there, the Greek word is sunelthein, which means, you know, no doubt, marital relation. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. The whole point is, it's emphasizing, this is a miracle. That's number one. It's not talking about what comes later. And that's why that commentary rightly said, it doesn't say anything about her perpetual virginity, because that's not what that text is talking about. It's emphasizing the miraculous nature of the birth of Jesus. And when you get down to verse 25, and by the way, there's tons of other verses of Scripture that indicate that Mary was indeed perpetual virgin. That goes beyond your question. But then you go down to verse 25 when the Scripture says that, you know, Joseph had his dream, right? And Joseph woke from sleep, and he did as the angel of the Lord commanded. What did the angel say? Fear not to take Mary, your wife, because she had come up pregnant. He didn't know what in the world's going on here. He knows, according to the law of Deuteronomy 24, he has to divorce her. He doesn't have a choice. Deuteronomy 24, 1 through 4, as well as Jeremiah 3, verses 1 and 2. He doesn't have a choice. He has to divorce her. And he says, I will divorce her privately, because he was a just man, a righteous man. Right? And God comes to him in a dream, or the Lord, through the angel, commands him, fear not to take Mary your wife. And Joseph woke from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife. And I think it's interesting, too, that when the Scripture says he took his wife, it's a very different word. It's not sunelthein anymore, to come together in conjugal relations. It's actually paralambano here, which means to receive alongside. Paralambano. Fear not to walk with your bride. Not come together in conjugal relations, but walk with her. Right? But he knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus. Once again, just like preen before, here the word haos in Greek is saying nothing about what happens after. It's emphasizing the fact, once again, of the miraculous birth. And you see this all over the New and Old Testaments. I'll just give you a couple examples. 1 Corinthians 15:25, Scripture says, Christ must reign until God has placed all enemies under his feet. Then shall God rule and reign, right? So does that mean that Jesus Christ will not rule and reign because it says Christ must reign until all enemies be put under his feet? Does that mean Christ won't reign? Of course not. Luke chapter 1, verse 33 says, of his kingdom there shall be no end. Again, The until is emphasizing what's going on up until. It's not talking about what happens after the until. And a classic from the Old Testament is found in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 23. I love that one because Michal, the wife of David, was condemned by God because, of course, she laughed at David when he was dancing before the ark. And as a result, she was punished. In verse 23, the scripture says, she had no child until the day of her death. Does that mean she had children after she died? No, we're not Mormons, folks. No, there's no birthing babies after. The point is, the emphasis is on what happens before the until. And folks, by the way, can we send this gentleman my book,
Behold Your Mother. Yeah, we'll do that. I got to let folks know. We're coming up on the break now. Thank you so much for the call. We just now, this moment, went under $40,000 needed to be fully funded. And we have 34 minutes left. 34 minutes to raise $40,000. I would say it's not possible except for what happened last hour when the phones weren't working and we did $28,000. So, but all the lines are open except for three right now. So all the Catholic Answer staff is waiting for your call. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
There it is, a little bit of groovy music. Very groovy day, very strange day. It's the last day. It's now the last half hour of our six-hour pledge drive. Think about it. We're fully funded for the next 3 months just in 6 hours, and we don't even use the whole 6 hours. We just take a few minutes every few minutes to ask you for your support. We continue to answer calls just like we usually do because that's what we're here to do. That's our vocation, is answering questions about the Catholic faith. I want to tell you right now where we are. I'll give you the update, and I will leave it in your hands. Our fate is in your hands right now, but it's always been good hands before. We really do have wonderful, wonderful friends who take care of us. $38,500. That's what we need to raise to be fully funded in the next 30 minutes. $38,500. We're behind in large part because the phones didn't work the first hour. We got on the radio. We started asking people for donations, and immediately somebody came in and said, none of the phones are working. And then they got a few of the phones working. And I think at the peak of the last hour, we had six phones working.
Oh,
well, there's 20 phones working now. And we got a $20,000 dollar for dollar match. And we got a match for anybody who makes a first-time recurring pledge. Okay, so that means that if you could pledge $10 a month right now, it'll be $30 a month to us after the matches. And then you get all the cool stuff, too, which I'm going to tell you about in a second. But let me just tell you about the last few minutes here. James gave us a $1,000 gift.
Praise God.
William gave us $30 a month recurring. Joan gave us $10 a month recurring.
Yes.
Benjamin, a one-time $500 gift.
Fantastic.
Ryan, a $30 recurring. And then one-time $207.50 from Sylvia. And that's what our board looks like, and that's the only way we're going to get there is with all of that stuff. The number 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. I'm not exactly sure what you're pointing at, Thomas. I'll get to it in a quick second, but let me just let people know almost every line is open. Our colleagues are waiting for your call. We really need your help. About $40,000 to go in about 30 minutes. That's a lot of money to raise. 888-291-8000.
Well, my friends, I have to once again thank so many of you for calling, for pledging, especially those monthly donors. You guys are rocking the house, man. That means so much to us. But I have to say, we've really got a long way to go here. We've got 28 minutes left. We've got a long way to go. We've got 18 open lines right now. So here's the deal. I need you right now, those of you that you've thought about it, you've listened for a long time, you know, you say, you almost did it, in fact, a couple of drives ago or last drive. Mm-hmm. We really need you to come through right now. This is crunch time. We've got to make this final $20,000 match. And again, if you give that monthly donation, as we've seen here, Judy, is that Judy from Broken Arrow?
Oh, yeah.
First-time donor pledged $20 a month.
Thank you, Judy. That's $60 a month for us.
That's it. That's awesome. That's what we're talking about. We need you guys on the phone lines right now. That first-time donation, 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Text Catholic to 24365. Secondly, I need some of you that are given $50 a month right now or $20 a month right now. I'm challenging you. Double your gift. You won't be sorry on Judgment Day. Double that gift. It means everything to us at 888-291-8000. Again, 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Text Catholic to 24365. And lastly, my friends, I need somebody right now to give that $10,000 gift.
We need it.
That $5,000 gift, we really do need it right now. We've got a long way to go. But we need everybody to get on the phone. If it's a $10 one-time gift, we need you. If it's a monthly pledge, if it's that $5,000 gift, $10,000 gift, we need you now at 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text Catholic to 24365. But folks, this isn't hyperbole here. We need you now. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 open lines right now, folks. That means they're half open right now.
888-291-8000. Let's fill those lines up if we could. I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let Tim take a question and I'll tell you how we're doing on that, getting to the $225,000 that we need to raise to be fully funded for 3 months. And I really want to stress if you would just think about that for a minute, that we do all of this for $225,000 every 3 months. And by all of it, I mean every YouTube video that you see is being paid for that with that. You know, every radio program we're doing, every podcast we're doing, we pay for all of that. We don't have a big war chest somewhere. We need your help. And I honestly want to say, and I mean this from the heart, I've never felt closer as a family with listeners and everybody here than I have this afternoon. When we were in real trouble and the phones didn't work, and I just feel so grateful that people have come through. Amen. I'm going to thank just a couple people. I'll let Tim answer a question, and then I'll let you know where we are, because our whole theory of giving is let your friends know what you need, and they'll help you out. And it's always worked for us here. So a President's Club member, James, down in Alabama, He just threw in another $1,000. He said, I'll help you out. God bless you. Thank you, James. I love this story. Zach in Norman, Oklahoma, he heard about our phone problems. He pulled over to pray the St. Michael prayer. And just as he finishes praying it, we met our match. And it's so funny, Zach, when you think about it, because that money came in right at the last minute there.
It really did.
Chris just pledged $700. Beth Meyer from Washington, Missouri, just donated $500 one time. It's amazing what's going on. But we got a long way to go. I'm going to let Tim answer a question, and then I'll give you the lowdown on where we are. 888-291-8000 is the number. There are still lines open. As a matter of fact, I don't think we filled up the lines yet once today. Except when we were down to five lines. But since we've gone to full lines, I don't think we filled them up. So there are a lot open. 888-291-8000. I just got to find my questions. Where did they go? Sorry, I just got to move around screens here. Aaron in Montana, watching on YouTube. Thanks so much, Aaron, for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yes. Good day to both of you.
Yes.
My question is, I'm in the process of converting to the church. I was a Methodist, and I'm in the process of becoming Catholic. And one of the things that I struggled with is understanding Protestantism's perspective on sola scriptura, because as I've been researching the church, I don't find any really solid ground for it. For instance, you know, 1 Timothy 3:15 says that the foundation of God is the pillar and foundation of that is the church, not the Bible.
Yes.
And the other thing I've discovered through my research, I'll try to make this as short as possible, is that, you know, there were heresies such as monophysitism.
Easy for you to say.
that were being promoted, that without the councils and without the apostolic guidance would be in existence. In fact, Eutyches, who professed monophysitism, did it mostly through sola scriptura, if I'm not mistaken. So I guess what I'm looking for is ways to address a way to address the question of sola scriptura, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, a great question. That was a huge part of my journey to the Catholic faith too, my brother. I really appreciate your call. But, you know, the bottom line is, yes, the Bible is clear, isn't it, that the scriptures are the word of God, right? Scripture is the word of God. You mentioned 1 Timothy. Well, we have 2 Timothy 3:16 that says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And people will say, well, see, that says all we need is the Bible. And of course it doesn't say that. In fact, earlier in that same letter, just few verses before, in 2 Timothy 2:20, St. Paul had already said, in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and earthenware, some for noble use, some for ignoble. If anyone purifies himself from what is ignoble, then he will be a vessel for noble use, consecrated and useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. Right? So if we're going to hold to the exegesis that says all we need is scripture because it's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, that the man of God is equipped for every good work, well, he just said all we have to do then is purify ourselves from what is ignoble. That's all we need. Or we can go to James 1:4 that says, let patience have its perfect work, that the man of God may be perfect, entire, right, completed even. So if we're going to hold to that kind of exegesis, then all we need is patience. The bottom line is, yes, Scripture says that Scripture is the Word of God. We believe that as Catholics, but we also clearly see how tradition is equally the Word of God. That is the spoken Word of God. You see it, for example, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, which says, you have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but imperishable through the living and abiding word of God. Most Protestants say, yeah, that's scripture. Wrong. That's not what Peter is referring to, because in verse 25, he says, the word of the Lord abides forever, and that word of the good news, which was preached to you, is the word of God that he's referring to. I mean, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, St. Paul says, we give thanks that when you receive the word of God from us, you received it, not as the words of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God. So notice how the oral tradition, the spoken word, is just as much the word of God as is scripture. That was always understood in the church. You need the oral tradition, the orally spoken word, as well as the written word. And of course, you have the magisterium that interprets both of them. In fact, the magisterium first tells us what the word of God is, whether that be the oral tradition or the written tradition. Why? Because there were lots of letters that were floating around claiming to be part of scripture. It was the church that had to separate the wheat and the chaff. As St. Augustine said in his famous letter to the Manichaeans, I would not have accepted the Gospels except the Catholic Church move me. As you said, my brother, 1 Timothy 3:15, it is the church that is the pillar and foundation of the truth. According to St. Paul, it is the church then that tells us what the tradition is, whether that be oral or written, and what it means. Jesus, for all time, he says, if your brother offends against thee, Matthew 18:15, my friend, if your brother offends against thee, go tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you've gained your brother. If he doesn't hear you, take one or two with you, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. If he will not even hear them, tell it to the church. And if he fails to hear the church, he is to be as a heathen and a publican. For whatever you, plural, that is the church, whatever the church binds on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever she looses on earth is loosed in heaven. Sola Scriptura simply does not exist in Scripture, did not exist for the first 1,500 years of the Christian era. It is a false doctrine that has led to literally tens of thousands of denominations confusing the message of Jesus Christ all over the world. And my friends, that's why we need you to call right now, 888-291-8000, because we are not there, okay? And we've got a whole lot of open lines. We need to be able to answer questions like you just heard, of such enormous magnitude. Sola Scriptura was the formal principle of the Reformation. That is the foundation. When you destroy that, the whole foundation comes crumbling down. And we're seeing by the thousands Protestants coming home to the Catholic faith because Catholic Answers, and others as well, but Catholic Answers Live in particular is bringing the clarity of the truth of our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. But folks, we're not going to be able to do it without you. So please, we haven't met our match yet, and we haven't met our goal. We've got, I'm looking at 17 minutes here, folks. Once again, we're coming down to the wire. Would you pick up that phone right now? Some of you have been waiting. I got a feeling we got a $5,000 gift out there. He's been waiting. He or she has been waiting.
To see if we need it?
That's right. Well,
what we do.
Just waiting to bring us over. Well, we need it right now. We need that $10,000 gift, that $5,000 gift, that $1,000 gift that becomes $2,000. Call 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you can text Catholic to 24365. I can't tell you what joy it brings to my heart to be able to answer a question like I just did. Cy, that's what I live for.
888-291-8000 is the number. I told you I'd update you on how we're doing. As amazing as it seems, after all we've been through, we're $28,000 away from being fully funded. $28,000,
oh,
and we've
goodness.
Got 16 minutes right now. 16 minutes left to the top of the hour.
And I'm nervous, and you're so calm.
Well, I think I'm compensating. I think you make it so I have to be calm. Or somebody's got to drive this boat. 888-291-8000
oh
is the
my
number.
Gosh.
Listen, tons of match money out there. I want to maybe invite more folks, because just a few folks doing this will really get us much closer to become members of the President's Club. It's $84 a month. It gets tripled because of the matches that we have right now for us. $84 a month is tripled every month for the full first year. And when you're a member of the President's Club, you get all the stuff that we're able to give out this pledge drive, the book Pope Peter by Joe Heschmeyer, The Decline and Fall of Sacred Scripture by Scott Hahn and Benjamin Weicker, that you get the School of Apologetics course from Jimmy Akin, the Bible Difficulties Part 1. But the other cool thing is, for one thing, you're really helping us when you become a member of President's Club. And the other cool thing is you get everything we publish in the year that you're in President's Club.
Amen.
So all you got to do is ask for it. You just call up and go, I'm a President's Club member. I saw there's a new book coming out from, you know, Tim Staples. Can I have that book? Boop, send it in the mail. You get it. $84 a month. I know there are folks who can do it. Can we maybe get 10 or 12 new President's Club members right now? That'll get us much, much closer to our goal with all the folks who are coming in, giving at the $10 and $25 a month level. Their pledges are being tripled. Every now and then, I'm seeing someone like Luke in North Dakota just now, gave $1,000, became a member of the President's Club, or Gerald in Rapid City just gave $103 a month. So he's in the President's Club. Can we get 10 or 12 people to do that? And we'll be able to make it. And I'm going to let Tim keep answering questions. I don't feel nervous. I feel grateful. I know you're out there. I know you're going to help us.
God bless you, son.
I'm totally lying. I'm nervous as can be. 888-291-8. First time I've ever lied on the air. Well, no, someone asked me my weight once. All right, we're going to a phone. Let's go to Barbara in right here in California, watching on YouTube. Barbara, go ahead, ask your question for Tim. Hi, Barbara.
Barbara, are you there? Hello, Barbara.
Oh, I know you're there, Barbara. I know you are. Oh, there's
Barbara.
I heard something. Oh, this is exciting. She's coming to the phone.
Barbara, are you there?
Hello, Barbara. Okay, we're coming back to you, Barbara. We're coming back. Something
is
going on.
I think I just heard her. Barbara.
No, I know. No, all right. Something's going on. I don't know. Barbara, thanks for the entertainment, but we'll be back to you in a minute. Let's go to Ethan in Oregon, also watching on YouTube. Hang on. I got to make sure I put Barbara on hold so I don't hang up on her. Ethan, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Welcome, brother. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I have a question pertaining to original sin.
Yes.
God is all good, and that obviously means he's all just.
Yes.
So I have a question as to why some people like Adam and Eve or Mary get exempt from original sin and how that is just.
Right. Great. Ethan, it's a great question. And the bottom line is this. When we approach God, Ethan, if we're going to be healthy human beings, we have to acknowledge he is God and we are not. That is the first principle of the spiritual life. And if you miss that, you're never going to be at peace. You're never going to arrive at truth. You will never endure in a life of faith. And why is that? Because God is absolute being, and we only exist because he has given us this immeasurable gift of existence itself. And so even our existence is a gift. We should be on our knees thanking God for bringing us into existence itself. Now, when we talk about the spiritual gifts, the gift of eternal life, sanctifying grace, this is all, or the preternatural gifts of Adam and Eve, these are all beyond nature, all the gifts of immortality and perfect integrity. You know, as you mentioned, Adam and Eve, who were created without, of course, without original sin, in that original state of integrity, right? Sanctifying grace and such. Those are all gifts that go beyond their nature, that are just beyond words, how God has gifted us. Now, the fact is they chose to reject God and God's plan, and they lost those gifts. And because they did, they lost those gifts for all their progeny, because the perfectly integral natures they had became fallen natures, and that's the only nature they have, and so that's the only nature they can give. Right now, when it comes to the Blessed Mother, of course, God calls for his plan, particular people, he gives them particular gifts because of the calling that they have. So Mary is given the most grace of all because she was uniquely called to be the mother of God. And within the body of Christ, there are all manner, as Ephesians 4:7 and Romans 12:6 says, God gives grace in accordance with the gift, and he gives gifts in accordance with the grace in order to accomplish the varying gifts. So everyone doesn't get the same grace. We are a body. There's a hierarchy of being. Everybody is not the same. And there's a beauty in that, that some are called to greater tasks. But remember, those who are called to greater tasks, there's another principle here in Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is also required. So when God gives you great gifts, if you fall, you go to a lower place in hell, as well as if you cooperate, you'll go to a higher place in heaven. So when people say, oh, that's not fair, you know, folks, the only thing any of us have merited is hell. That's the only thing really that we've merited with no help from God whatsoever is hell. Everything else is a gift from God. And so really we should give thanks to God. When we see the gifts given to the Blessed Mother, we say, praise God. Look how awesome she is, right? And when we say that, of course, we're saying, look how awesome God is who gives those great gifts. So it's actually beautiful when you look at it in its proper perspective. God is the source, and all of us being called, gifted into being, and then gifted with supernature beyond anything we can fathom, which is totally unmerited. All we can do really is give thanks. But folks, you know what? Guess what?
It's the last few minutes now.
We are really down. This is it. Oh my goodness. Folks, we need you to call right now. We're not there. We need your help. 888-291-8000. And questions like Ethan just called in are really important questions that need answers. And you know, we answer them day in and day out, folks. What would you give to continue this great work of bringing Catholic answers to souls who love truth, desire truth, don't know it, but they want it? Call us right now at 888-291-8000. Give that gift. Don't let these last 8 minutes go without you calling. Right now, 888-291-8000. Give that $25 a month. Huge for us. It's tripled, my friends, to $900 for Catholic Answers. Give that $1,000 gift. There's 15, 20 right now that could call and give $100, no problem. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. We've got those few out there that could right now give that $5,000 gift. Take us over the top and then some. Right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
I got to tell you, Tim, with the recurring gifts that people are giving, $10, $25, and then every now and then somebody like Robert in North Dakota just stepped up and gave $5,000.
Yes!
Catherine in Delaware stepped up and gave $1,200. Pam in Kentucky gave $1,000. I'm going to tell you something, Tim.
We're going to make it.
We're 7 minutes for the top of the hour. Our number is down to $17,000 now.
We need
$17,000 to close the gap, be fully funded. And the phones didn't work for the first hour. So it's feeling kind of miraculous around here. I just really have never felt like this before during a pledge drive. You know, whether it's a small amount or a large amount, if you'll dial right now, 888-291-8000, take advantage of all the matches that are on there. Take it, you know, join the Society 315 at $10 a month. That becomes $30 a month to us when all the matches are figured. And then you get, you know, the exclusive content that comes with that and all that.
Yes.
$20 a month, we're going to send you Joe Heschmeyer's book and Dr. Benjamin Weicker and Scott Hahn's new book. $45 a month, we're going to give you a free course at the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics, Jimmy Akin's course on Bible difficulties. But we got $17,000 to go in 7 minutes, and I'm not feeling like that's impossible. It felt impossible an hour ago, but 888-291-8000 is the number, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Don't be shy about calling the phone, because there are half the lines are open. All of our colleagues are waiting. Yeah. If you don't get on, in a few minutes, the phones might fill up. They'll stay here after the top of the hour.
Yes.
But also, you should know that the pledge drive continues for the next couple days online. And so anywhere you are in the world, if you're listening to this later, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We are within $17,000 of being fully funded. It is something like a miracle today. It's amazing what has happened.
We need that next $5,000 gift, man. We need that.
We do.
$5,000 right now. Come on. Call. We got some open lines here. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 open lines, folks. 888-291-8000. There's somebody else that can give $5,000. We've got some $1,000 gifts out there. Let's take it over the top. We need $17,000 in 5.5 minutes.
Oh, nope.
No,
$15,000.
$15,000. Okay.
It's amazing.
$15,000. We got 5 minutes. Come on, folks.
Karen in Milwaukee, thanks for coming through for us with $1,000 just a moment ago. And thanks for, you know, Mary Lou in Minnesota with a $31 recurring gift. It means so much to us, Mary Lou. Tom over in Oklahoma, a $30 recurring gift. It's adding up, and we might get there.
Don't stop.
888-291-8000. They'll stay on the phones for the next 10 or 15 minutes. I cannot wait to come back to you tomorrow and tell you we made it. And I'm going to have tears in my eyes because it's an amazing thing. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I think we can make this. We're $15,000 off right now, but there are still a few moments left. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. You might have to dial twice or three times, or text the word Catholic to 24365. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live, hopefully with really, really miraculously good news.